Middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Chaf Aleph, the halachas of preparations of food, the middle of Sif Yudal, Mechaber had said that one cannot do gibul, and told me the Mochav Lush, can mix a lot of roasted flour because you might come to need flour that wasn't roasted, but you'll need the roasted flour if it's a little bit at a time. It says the Mechaber further in the bottom of page 298, but grain that has not yet matured as a continuum of kof non, the manal of shlish, a third, shakaloisa, which they roasted it, v'akach tachanoisa tachinagasa, and then they grind it, a thick grinding, shalikachayil, that is like sand, v'anikr shatisa, it's called shatisa, mutal gabba menuchem til ara, need from it with vinegar, v'kitzvay, and similarly, harba, much mivas achasa, one shot, bushi rach, that it should be soft. But it's hard, it's forbidden. Nation, Nidhi Kalashkar looks like kneading. Ramah has on the words are full of rach, and even when it's soft, continues the machaber. Tzarech Lashan is one has to deviate, one has to do a change. Ketzer has so. So, nice and nice shetisa, you first put in the shetisa, and then you put in the vinegar. It says in Mishabura, Siv Katan Nunhei. We said if it's grain that did not mature a third that was roasted, and then they grinded it chinagas, or someone meant to say, it's not applicable to make a decree to leilasi lemichlav that it shouldn't come to be confused balishas kemach she'enikali with the kneading of flour that wasn't roasted. They didn't call kemach because it's not included in the category of flour. The zikah chitirb is a baraka, therefore they permit over here when it's soft of a laharba even a lot, because we said it's like sand. And it's called shatisa. So there'll be a lot of meat from it, and vinegar, and similarly, much in one shot, as long as it's rach. But, if cut them above, kasha, if it's hard, us as Rabbi Nitzlimon and say is hard, but to do a lot. Not ma'at, but to do a little at a time. Mutta, that's permitted, like we said previously, by the roasted flour. Sivkat nun zayin. So he said, because it looks like lush. And then the Ramah adds on the words, full of a rach, that even when it's soft, you have to do a shina. So it says, "I'm b'taz." Shukasa, look at the taz that he writes. The aslar b'shabbos al Pesach. It's forbidden to mix the Shabbos that's on Pesach. Kemach shalisu matchin is matzavuyim. Flour that they make from the grinding of baked matzah, litnam b'yayin of it made dvash, to put into wine or into honey juice. After the malishtisa, although it's a matishtisa shutchinagasa, which is a thick grinding. Yisham mutter beraka, and it's permitted when it's soft. Tainal de shina, that's with a shina. Okay, Magzeb, with this flour in Yidua, it's not known. Manos and tchil b'chel. What are you usually putting first in the weekday? Can they lay it so that you should know mahu shina? What is the change? Because that's what Machaber says. If you do a shina, okay, you know, first put in the shtis and then put in the chaimitz, because you usually do the other way around. But here that we don't know, there's no regular thing. It's only like once a year on Pesach. So I can't also moisa harber. So it says the Taz, the difference forbidden if you're going to make a lot. Bel Yerab Akasim, they mean you do it. If it's not known, Yasu Shin in Mefarsh B'Gemara, that you do the change that's explicit in the Gemara. Shit na machat chile, you put in the food first, Barka Hamashke, and then the beverage. Chemachal Yaakov, this is Mitzvah in Gimel, Mitzad, Lahakab, is that he's inclined to be lenient regarding this. Now, I mean, to say, okay, so fine. So first put in the food item, first put in the shtis, and then put in the chemis. Now, b'tevla achma, it's going to be stringent shleil or b'kaf, not to mix with a spoon. Rak minanei kli. Rather, what you should do is shake the vessel, serve until it mixes. Calls all this is a moisa harbe. If it makes a lot, a moisa mat ma'ad. But if you make a little bit at a time, the mutter is permitted a little bit of it, even when it's thick. Ubali shinoi and without any changes la deizu, according to this opinion. Tsharatin oisa machay brings whether if the grinding is thick or thin. It's not more severe than the roasted flour that is permitted, even on the steak, if you're making a little bit. And it's only according to the Yeshayim, remember later on, Sabta Zayin, that also by roasted flour, it's going to be forbidden. And that's what the Mishmur says, because it says, the Yeshayim will come up, Sabta Zayin, according to the Yeshayim later on, yeah, Asa Ba'ab, and then it's forbidden when it's steak, but called government in all situations. Because Magi Ba'am, Magi Ba'am, writes nearly, it appears to me, the Asa La'ashtanal Tit, that's forbidden to urinate on clay. Because you're kneading it, it's mixing it. the Sharatzin Ois Samachov says, looking for Magadan, that's not sure, maybe even by hard clay, because it ends up dissolving. But be that as it may, continues the Mishabura, the Kavanase, what it means to say is, even according to the majority of the Halach authorities that they hold, the Medavish, Rabbi Gibel, that's something that can be needed in the Chavach Yagabal, not live until you mix it. However, there is still a prohibition. Whether something is, something is if someone would urinate into the soft earth of a chol and sand, even though he's not intending for kneading, it's inevitable. When he's urinating, it's going to mix it, and therefore that would be problematic. Now, a vessel where a person spits into a rechitz by pib b'shabbos, where he washed out his mouth in it on Shabbos, and beneath, on the bottom of it, is this thin sand or thick sand. Yishlai want us to look into this and mu'asa mutar, this is forbidden or permitted. Dulai have a psikuration only nikolai, because maybe it's inevitable, but something that he doesn't really care about, that it gets needed, that sand on the bottom. It says Rav Sibbis Meir, since I found the Sibbis Meir, the matir, becomes that it permits for this reason, but makom etzayrich in the necessary situation, afel lahash l'naltid, even to urinate on cement, on clay, because, yeah, I mean, it's a secretion, but leinichle doesn't care for that to happen. The Sharatin Aisamachas says that yeah, because you say secretion leinichle by Isid Rabbanon when it's only leinichle forbidden. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. We near the Yeshlis because it would seem that one could rely on this. That if the clay is not his own, does bevad leinichle b'lishasim, that for sure he doesn't care about it being needed. But that's more lenient. Which the Sharatin Oy Samachtes says, like the Shabbos Kav Gimel Menaf and the Gemara, that answers Leitzricha, they call me Bar the Chabri, that, oh, if it's someone else's field, so you're not gaining it here at all, so then that would be able to say that that is permitted. So this is Mishmur, because of Chayyad, Mechayyadim writes, because Mechasim Eraglayim Bechol Eifer, when one covers the urine and sand or ashes, Kashid Ma'at, when you put a little bit, Yimis Arb Eraglayim, it gets mixed in the urine, but if it comes to Elisha, it's like kneading. Which the Sharatin Ois Ein says, it seemed that by this, you can't say Psik Rishu Le Nichle. The truth is, he is pleased that the urine gets absorbed in the ashes and the sand, so that it's not recognizable. And therefore, it is like Lush. And said Mishnah Berurah, and the moment the water goes in, you're liable according to many Paiskim. The Sharatin Ois Ein Alf says, by ashes and by thick sand, there's many Rishayim that they hold that you chayiv when you put in the water. And even by thin sand, you have the Rebbe Lezim admits, and Baal Truma is the smak and the smak, that you chayiv when you put in the liquid. And therefore says the Mishmur, B'lchayim never eaten harba if mechel, once you put in a lot of ashes and sand, then the kneading is not recognizable at all, and therefore then it would be permitted. Bialacha and Debi Maskel Shadik Echoil says that the Shdisa is like sand. Sounds like from this that by sand, it's not Shaykh Lisha. The Ram is going to Shittas, the Rebbe said in the Parakas, there's no Gibel by ashes and not by thick sand. The Rebbe disagrees, and the Rebbe says it's not like this, because they didn't say the ashes is not by Gibel, only that's not missing Gibel, and that just by putting a water itself, you can be Chayiv, and that's also. The opinion of the Achreidim, Morgan Ram says the name of the Magi Mishnah. The Maskel Mephil Barach, that we said that you have to do a Shinoi. So, looking at Mishbrusib Kutn and Zion, that we wrote in him the Taz to make it forbidden the grinding of baked matzah to put inside the wine or the honey juice. The rabbi disagrees on him. And Tesefted brought Mepharfrid and crumbled gluskin, like a roll in front of a sick person, as long as you don't need it. The rabbi will explain there's someone that is thick and you're doing a lot.
Some of the dirshu number 90. Chaznish writes that if the minig ha-makom, the custom of the place, is not to be particular about the order of how you put in. Sometimes people put in the water first, sometimes they put in the flour first. Then you're right, there's no remedy like the bin of the taz. You can't do it, it's not a valid shinah. However, if he does it in a way that of a loose mixture, Chaznish writes it's possible to be lenient by doing it in the abnormal way from how the kneading is normally done. That is, you don't mix the mixture in the normal way as a weekday. You rather do it crisscross, or by pouring the dough from vessel to vessel, because since a loose mixture is only rabbinically forbidden, you can rely on the pesukim that rule like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that there's no ism in the Torah but putting in the water into the flour, and it's enough for just changing how you mix it. And even the way that there's a need for living creatures to make a fig mixture, right? So, but that you can believe in the situation of loss and tzar b'lechayim, but if it's possible to do a non-Jew or to do a loose mixture, definitely one should be stringent. Dish number 91. This change of the liquid and the solid, which one's first? Chaznish writes, it's not effective only by a loose mixture, but by a thick mixture, it doesn't help at all because it's a very small shinoi. And when he writes in Truvisik, he mentioned that's something for the Prima God. Dish number 92. Mishbur wrote that you should mix it, or you should just shake the vessel until it mixes. That is, besides for the shinoi of that putting in the liquids, you should also do the change of also the actual kneading itself, and that's what he writes later in Sivkot and Samaches. But the Chaznish writes, it sounds like in the Gemara, that a loose mixture is enough for the shinoi that you put the flour first, and you don't have to do a shinoi in how you mix it. And even the Trumas Hadeshin writes that you have to do a shinoi also by the Gibel. The Drisha disagrees with him. Dish number 93, Chaznish writes that something that the norm is to knead from it a small measurement, so it doesn't help a change of a little bit at a time, because you always do a small measurement. For that reason, there's no clear-cut heter to put a liquid in matzah meal and matzah flour, even if you do it a little bit at a time, because that's the norm of how you do it. Dish 94. Later on, the Shulchan Aruch writes that you're permitted to put water in gardens, and there's no problem by Issa about mashka, because these waters, they actually burn the seeds. It sounds like that there's no concern about kneading. Look at Hechel Shabbos B'Shabbos, and the Glital, the difference between hard ground and soft ground. Now, regarding settling the dust in the house, Shulchan Aruch writes later on Sim Shalom Zayin, that you're allowed to spray the water on the ground of the house so that the dust shouldn't rise. And you see that they weren't concerned for lush, for kneading. Shlomo Zalman explains that since by when you're being merabits, when you're settling the dust in the house, you don't spray only just a little bit of water. So such a kneading does not last on Shabbos, and if you're allowed to do it. Someone that has dry mud on his foot, Be'alacha wrote in Simishin Beis, he's allowed to wash up his foot in water. You don't have to be concerned for lush, because since it's kneading in the backhand away, in a situation of pain, they weren't geyser. Just number 95, a sink that you have in it a little bit dirt. Mithkrelitz holds there's no prohibition about pouring over the water, because it's possible that the dirt is already stuck, and even if it's together, and even if it's not stuck together, it's not definite that by pouring the water it's going to be like kneaded together, and he doesn't even care about this kneading at all. Now, specifically by the urinating in the dirt, that's where it's forbidden, because for sure a little bit of the dirt is going to be kneaded through the urine. Dish number 96, Chaznish writes that just like they're permitted to put water into toasted flour because of human consumption, put water in the bran because of animal consumption, so too you can permit in the pressing situation to put water in earth, both because it's a psikrish leinich leveser abonon, and also because there's going to be covered abrius that's applicable, which was very selectively regarding urinating. Dish number 97, the Sharatin later on, Simish Shalom and Zayin writes that not to permit psikrish leinich only by two drabonas, not by one drabon. Dish number 98, Ksarisa Shulchan explains that just the Mishbur writes that it's not recognizable at all the kneading, that since urine is covered in a lot of ashes, so the crumbs of the ashes don't really connect together, rather they crumble right away, and there's no problem about lush. Dish number 99, Sharatzin said, well, he's pleased that the urine gets absorbed in the ashes and the sand so that it shouldn't be recognizable. The Ksesar Shachan explains that even though he's not interested in the kneading itself, just in that it should be absorbed, the water in the ashes, however, since it's not possible to do this without doing lush with the ashes, it's considered like Pesach Rishon D'Nichle that he is pleased with. Just like the Mogad Ram writes in Simishin Gimel Nim D'Rivash, regarding combing hair, that if it's not possible to do it without pulling out any hairs, then it's considered psikresha denichale. Nisgrael explains that still he's pleased with the lush, since also in such situation the water is covered. It's just that he doesn't need it in the dough. That doesn't make it that's only malacha shen zich legufa. However, regarding the minig that the Dachimesha brings in Yeridea to put the blood of the mitzitza after the mila. In earth, And this girl holds that you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, because since he doesn't want to cover the blood, it's just to become the minig. Because the minig doesn't need that the blood should be absorbed in the earth, it's just enough that it's placed inside of it. So it's considered that the needing of the blood in the earth is like psikrish deloy nichle, which is not the case by covering urine in the earth, that he wants it to be covered because it's being disgusting. Yosef in Yeridea, that he writes this, you know, do this on Shabbos, because there is a concern about lashon.